Barack Obama's arrival in Turkey has spurred a lot of celebration and some pretty unusual tributes, as independent producer Gül Tüsüz discovered in Istanbul.
When President Obama was elected in November, a village in southeastern Turkey slaughtered 44 sheep in his honor. The enthusiasm for his visit has been building in Istanbul, but it is a bit more muted.
I'm really happy, flattered, and we are all excited here waiting for him.
That's Burcu Eke, a 27-year-old financial analyst. She, like many Turks, sees symbolism in President Obama's visit, his first to a Muslim country since his election.
I think that was a very good decision because Turkey is like himself, is like a mixture of cultures. Like, he is like us, so I think he was very right to choose this place.
Leaving his local mosque is a 44-year-old locksmith named Şerafettin Mecit. For him, President Obama signals an America more accepting of his faith.
As a Turk and Muslim, I'm very positive about his visit, and I'm positive about his visit in terms of the Islamic world. God willing, I see that his perspective on Islam is different from other leaders. I think his visit will be good for all countries.
But not everyone is quite so sure that President Obama will make a difference. Funda Şirinkal is a 38-year-old actress.
I love him because I still don't know him. We will see in a time what's gonna be.
Meanwhile, some Turks have found more creative ways to express their feelings about President Obama. Take the famed baklava store Karaköy Gülloğlu. While customers chow down on sweet baklava, they can peruse three portraits. The 15th century conqueror of Istanbul, the founder of the modern Turkish Republic, and President Obama, all side by side, all made out of baklava.
The raised parts, like his cheeks, are 45 to 50 layers, but his hair is short, so that is only 35 layers of filo dough.
Nadir Güllü is the master chef and owner. He says the Turkish public has taken a shine to President Obama. And to honor him, five chefs worked for 2 days straight to make what they've taken to calling baraklava. For NPR News, this is Gül Tüsüz in Istanbul.
You could get a look, but not a taste, of baraklava on our website, npr.org.